You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, we don't have as our anchor this evening Brother Love, but we have somebody far more important than that, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who for years and years, going back to his first appearance on this show nearly a decade ago, Brother Nathaniel has been a TPC fan favorite, one of the most passionate guests we have ever hosted, Brother Nathaniel, who, of course, was a Jewish convert to Orthodox Christianity. He has become a sensation on social media because of his willingness and ability to deliver frank commentaries on certain so-called taboo issues. It is always a great night to welcome Brother Nathaniel back to the show, and tonight is no exception. Brother Nathaniel, thank you so much for spending some of your Saturday evening with us. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Best day of my life, James. I thought yesterday.
Well, tell us why.
Because.
What happened yesterday?
I love the Lord Jesus, the Messiah of Israel, the church.
The author of all good things.
Yeah. That's why. It's the best day of my life, because I love the Lord.
Every day is the best day of our lives in that context. But I'll tell you, we made mention last week that you were scheduled to appear with us on the September 26th broadcast, which would have been next week. And then you and I got to talking on the phone today, and we moved that up. Why did we want to move that up, Brother Nathaniel?
Well, the Wicked Witch just hit the ditch.
Died.
Yeah, she hit the ditch. See, in Judaism, well, the grave is called the ditch. You see, when I grew up in Shabbat school.
Why do they always wash their hands when they leave the cemetery, Brother Nathaniel?
Well, this goes back to the Old Testament idea that the dead are unclean, that you could not touch a dead body. But the dead, through the resurrection of the Mashiach, Jesus, the Messiah, then the dead can now be holy because they die sanctified, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see how that works?
Amen.
Well, Brother Nathaniel, as we mentioned, you were born into an observant Jewish household before converting to Russian Orthodox Christianity. You have been on any number of appearances to talk about both current events and current issues and your utterly fascinating background, and I loved the interviews we've done with you in the past where we just talk about your upbringing, your biography. I mean, really, those are a couple of interviews, even after 16 years, that have stood out to me, even after all of these years. But we were talking earlier today, and this just sort of dovetails into what we were talking about, that in the Jewish faith or in the Jewish traditions, to pass away on the day that Ruth Bader Ginsburg did means something. What does that mean, Brother Nathaniel, to the rest of us?
Okay, well, this came to my attention. I started laughing that it's all over the internet now. People are sending to me that some Jews, and they're secular Jews, they don't know Judaism, are saying that this proves, because Ginsburg died on Rosh Hashanah, that this shows that she's a tzaddik, which means a righteous person, a righteous Jew. Well, just the opposite. This is a curse. To die on Rosh Hashanah, it's an absolute curse. First of all, any Jew who's raised in traditional Judaism knows that you cannot mourn. You cannot sit Shiva, is what it's called, for 7 days. It's a mourning process if someone dies on Rosh Hashanah. So she is not allowed to be mourned. And second of all, she died in the early eve of Rosh Hashanah, the first day, because the Jews go by the night. The night becomes the first day. Just like in Orthodox Christianity, the night is the new day. Well, she died on the very precipice of Rosh Hashanah, and that's when the body is judged, according to traditional Judaism, of which I grew up. So on Rosh Hashanah, the body is judged, and then now that she died on the very eve, before it even hardly even began, now her soul is judged in damnation. There's two curses on her besides what she already bore, which is the deicidal curse.
Okay, Brother Nathaniel, that's interesting. And so I'll tell you who didn't get the memo, though, that she's not to be mourned are her fellow
Democrats,
whatever you want to call them, in the media. To read the media's lauding, and to me, you know, we were talking about the Bible's instructions to judge a person by the fruit that they were able to bear on this temporal earthly plane. Looking at that, we were talking in the first hour, there was no manifestation of evil that she wasn't ready and willing to advance. But to see the media, as it so often does, speaking in one voice, lauding her life, positioning her as this brave heroine, this feminist ideal that was so...
Beware those who call good evil and evil good.
But, yeah, so your thoughts on the media's reaction to her passing in light of what you just shared with us?
Well, of course, the media is owned not by elitists, not by the corporate entity, which are euphemisms, really. They're words because many so-called truthers fear the Jews. The media is owned by Jews. I grew up, later on in life, I lived near Murray Rothstein. And he changed his name to Sumner Redstone. Now, he croaked a few weeks ago, so now he's with his father, the devil. And he was the owner of CBS. But now Sherry Redstone, Rothstein, now owns it. I can name you all the names who own the press, who own the media. They're all Jews.
I heard it's 96%.
Of course they're going to laud her because they're pushing the same thing that she pushed: abortion, infanticide, and homosexuality and lesbianism, which, according to religious Judaism, what's that?
Well, that's our commercial break, Brother Nathaniel. We're going to take a quick one. We'll take three of them, actually, this hour. But we will be right back with you, my friend, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, the one and only. We're going to give you all of his contact information, let you know how you can support his work. A true voice for Jesus Christ, Brother Nathaniel. We'll be back, and we're going to talk more about this. Stay tuned.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Transport back in time to our nation's founding at the Freedom's Light Festival. Visit with freedom fighters, colonial artisans, music, contests, prizes, over 35 activities for the whole family. Schedule a school field trip and fulfill the federal requirement to teach the Constitution. Can you crack the spy codes used to win the Revolutionary War? Take home a founding document printed on the exact replica Isaiah Thomas used for the first Declaration of Independence. Register and compete in the Constitution Bowl. Join us September 17th through the 19th. Register at freedomslight.us. freedomslight.us. This event is completely free, now more than ever. We need to ensure Freedom's Light is not extinguished. Let's keep this light shining in the hearts and minds of our children. freedomslight.us. That's freedomslight.us.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's always a big night here at TPC when we welcome back to the show our good friend and brother, Brother Nathaniel Kapner. Of course, we've made mention of the fact over his many appearances that Brother Nathaniel was born and raised in Jewish traditions. He converted to Christianity as a young man and now speaks out in a very prominent and public way in defense of America and the faith that defined her. And he is back right now with us to talk about the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and its wider ramifications. Quick point. Our friend Scoop Stanton is at the Supreme Court building right now in Washington, D.C. He'll be calling in with a quick two-minute report in the next segment, so stay tuned for that. But first, back to Brother Nathaniel, who is with us for the entirety of this hour. Brother Nathaniel, take it away.
Okay. All right. As I was saying, the media, which is owned by Jews, and what Ginsburg promoted, advocated for, they're both in it together to destroy traditional Western civilization's values, and that is infanticide, which is the birth of children and the prosperity of families. So it's a destruction of the family unit and the destruction of sexual mores, which is conducive to the growth of Western civilization, and that is having children through lawful marriage between male and female.
Of course, Jews are also prominent in the pornography industry, are they not, Brother Nathaniel?
Absolutely they are. Wherever they can make money, it doesn't matter if it's evil, there you will find the Jew. And now here, the two issues that this bitch pushed, this witch pushed, abortion,
I thought you said
witch, and sexual perversion is the same thing the Jewish media is pushing. That's why they're celebrating this witch. Okay?
Yeah, we call it the other word, but we don't want to slander female dogs.
Well, that's actually, Brother Nathaniel, I'm glad you got onto that because I wanted you to talk about her legacy. What is the legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Because I'm reading all of this, all of these wonderful things that she was so brave. And, you know, Keith and I were talking about this at dinner just before the show tonight. You know, how brave is it? How brave must one be to go along with the tide of the world, to go along with, you know, she was one of the most privileged, you know, talk about white privilege. She was one of the most privileged people you could possibly be. She had a life paved in gold there at Columbia University where she taught. We talked with a guest in the last hour who was a student there during her tenure at Columbia. She was a Supreme Court justice. I mean, she lived in the lap of luxury. She was lauded by all of the institutions. All of the institutional power was behind her. How brave must one be to lay on an inner tube and surf down the river, Brother Nathaniel?
Yeah, she was not brave. She had an issue, like all Jews. Jews feel like they have to teach the goyim, that the goyim don't know, and this is the driving force of Jewry, that the goyim are stupid, that the goyim need to be taught, that the goyim are wrong, that male and female should marry. So that was her lot in life. But it's over now. All her glory is done. Now, in response to what your co-host said, she is a bitch, okay? I'm using that word disparagingly because of her character. But there are many females, wonderful females, okay, who are good, wonderful women. I don't call them by that name.
But if the shoe fits, one must wear it. So let's get back
that's
to this.
That's right. And that's how I am. I'm not politically correct, okay?
You don't say.
Right. I don't say.
You're like we say down in the South, Brother Nathaniel, you're plain as a billy goat's ass on a stump. And you like that.
Okay. All right, Brother Nathaniel, to the question, her legacy, what was her legacy? Not the legacy that the media is presenting tonight with one voice, as is always the case. What was the true legacy of the life?
The destruction of the family. The destruction of the Christian Gentile family, the destruction of Western civilization. This is what the Jews are hell-bent on doing. They want to level the playing field. They want to destroy the white Christian middle class because it's the white Christian political bloc, which is the only political bloc, which is the only entity that can resist the Jews.
And that has been weakened beyond measure. I mean, you actually see...
That's her
No, I was just
going to
say, Brother Nathaniel, I mean, you talked about your past, your upbringing, how you converted to the Russian Orthodox Church. What a wonderful story. You know, I was born into the Southern Baptist Church, and you have just the opposite trajectory now. We were talking about this earlier in the show tonight, too. Now you have the very same people that influencers like Ruth Bader Ginsburg were out to destroy, hastening and advancing their own destruction, as we see now in the Southern Baptist Church. I mean, there's nothing that the world couldn't ask them to do that they wouldn't embrace to the point of expelling members of their own.
They denounce their founding, and I guess it would be, let me just ask you this, Brother Nathaniel. When it gets right down to it, the Jews are anti-white Gentile. Is that correct or incorrect?
And that's
they see us as a primary enemy.
Absolutely, because I say this over and over again until people can understand it. It's a white Christian political bloc. Okay, right now, they're more in the evangelical camp, but they can easily come out of it. This is why the Jews hate Trump, because they hate his supporters. His supporters they call the deplorables. They're scared to death of them, because on a dime, the deplorables can turn on the Jews and say, this is the problem in America. They know that. And the Jews have a guilty conscience because they know that they are destroying everything that has built white Christian civilization. Now, I would like to get back to this whole idea of Rosh Hashanah about her dying on the early eve of Rosh Hashanah, because this is important, because you're not going to be hearing this for the next month that she's a righteous Jew because she died on Rosh Hashanah. And these are secular Jews that don't understand Judaism. All they're oriented in is cultural and political Judaism, which is Antichrist. And the religion of Judaism is Antichrist. But if you look at the religion of Judaism in which I grew up, there are two judgments. If you die, the judgment on Rosh Hashanah is the judgment of the body. And you are given 10 days to repent. It's called the 10 days of repentance between Rosh Hashanah and the next holiday, Yom Kippur. And on the first day, we say to each Jew, may you be inscribed for a good year, the Shana Tova. On the second day, we say, may you be inscribed in the book of life. She died on the first day when we say, may you be inscribed for a sweet year, and she died. It's a curse. Now she has no chance to repent with the 10 days of repentance, and the religious Jews, what is this noise? And the religious The religious Jews know that same-sex marriage is a sin. It's called an abomination in the Old Testament. Now this bitch, she has no repentance. And according to traditional Judaism, which I grew up in, there is no repentance after death. You're finished.
All right, so okay. Brother Nathaniel, as someone who... And continue on by all means as I ask this question. But as raised in Jewish traditions, obviously you're talking about this, which would be unbeknownst to those of us who didn't have that upbringing. And you've talked about it on this program before. Very fascinating. Well, I'll leave that as a teaser, ladies and gentlemen. We have two more segments. We're only halfway done with Brother Nathaniel as we continue on this discussion. I'll have an interesting question for him when we come back. Stay tuned.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A crowd of supporters in Fayetteville, North Carolina is chanting, "Fill that seat." President Trump is defending his power to choose a new Supreme Court nominee after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday.
I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
But Democrats say Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell should put off a vote on the president's nominee, just as he did before the 2016 election. Judiciary Committee member Senator Richard Blumenthal.
I couldn't improve on what Mitch McConnell himself said after Justice Scalia's death, and I'm quoting, "The American people must have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice. Therefore, this vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president."
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046, 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges. Charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Poland and Indonesia is reporting a record number of new daily COVID-19 cases. Indonesia reported 4,100 new cases, its highest daily rise in infections, according to the country's health ministry. There were also 112 new deaths reported in the southeastern Asian country. Poland has also reported a new daily record of 1,000 coronavirus cases. And in India, daily recoveries from the coronavirus surpassed the number of new infections. India has the second highest number of cases worldwide at 5.3 million and the third highest number of deaths at over 85,000. The United States has the most cases at over 6.7 million and the most deaths, which is just now reaching 200,000. Brazil has the third highest number of cases at over 4.4 million and the second highest number of deaths at 135,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have just gotten new news, even during the commercial break, that's not yet 30 minutes old, while we have been live on the air tonight, that Donald Trump has locked himself into nominating a woman to be the next Supreme Court justice. That pretty much outdates even our last hour of radio with the attorney Bill Johnson out of California, when we were talking about people he might nominate and could nominate. Well, now
he's pandering continues. He's listening to Jared and Ivanka rather than his base.
I want to get back to Brother Nathaniel about that. I have other very pressing
devout Catholic and against abortion.
Say again, Brother Nathaniel.
Same such. This is Amy probably Barrett, Amy Coney Barrett, who's a devout Catholic, like Kavanaugh, who, like Kavanaugh, would be against abortion and would be against same-sex marriage. That's probably who he's going to nominate. Her name is Amy Coney Barrett. And
right, that was actually one of the people on. Yes, that was actually one of the people on his short list even before he boxed himself into being female, which is similar to what Biden did with the his vice presidential nominee.
Look, the way I look at it is this: we have no Protestant males from a state that doesn't have a coastline, but we have 4 out of 5 of the boroughs of New York covered. Basically, his base is those people in flyover country, conservatives, and again, he's given them a wet mitten across the face on this. You know, why does he? He's listening to Jared and Ivanka, and probably Ivanka.
I don't see how
anything
he's listening to Jared and Ivanka with this with Amy Coney Barrett.
Because Ivanka is a woman,
abortion.
So
he's
is this.
Same-sex marriage. He's a devout, pious.
Well, why pick a woman? Why lock yourself into picking a woman, Nathaniel?
This is a very good choice. If it's true that he's nominating her, and I would bet he is. It's very good.
All right, so that's fine. That's fine. Let's stick with that. Now, again, breaking news. This is stuff that's come up since we've been on the air tonight live. So we're going to get to Pete Scoop Stanton at the very next segment. I just texted you, Scoop. I hope you got it. Just if you don't mind waiting, I want to get to you. I know you're at the steps of the Supreme Court right now in D.C. We're going to go to you. But first this. Okay, so just forget all of that. If he goes with Amy Barrett, who was one of the people we did mention in the last hour as being on the short list, you think that would be good, Nathaniel?
Absolutely, because they're going to have a hard time trashing her like they did Kavanaugh. Because it's easy to trash a white male. But now if they're going to go after a female, that's untouchable, okay? I mean, feminism.
Nothing's untouchable
both
to them.
Ways.
Well, on the other hand, this is interesting, and we're just getting news in from one of our listeners in East Tennessee that she has 6 kids. I think a couple of them may be adopted, but in any event, all right, so it could be worse, right? I mean, this is a net gain, whoever
good.
This woman is.
Yeah, she's going to be a lot better than Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
This is excellent. This is very good.
All right, well, we'll take it from Brother Nathaniel. We'll take Brother Nathaniel's word on this. He knows more about her than I do, that's for sure.
I think I do, okay? And I'm going to toot my horn, okay? Jews grow up as a political animal. I spent my life as a childhood with the New York Times, my father watching Face the Nation, and Meet the Press every Sunday morning, okay? And even before that was the David Susskind show, which you both are too young to remember, okay? Which is the first political talk show. David Susskind was a very politically oriented Jew from New York City, and he had the first talk show. It was called Open End. And he would start the talk show at 8 o'clock every Sunday night and it would go on sometimes till 1 in the morning. That's why it was called Open End. Okay, this is what I grew up with. I think I know a little bit about politics.
All right, well, let me ask you this. This is our father's world. Everything is in. Stonewall Jackson went back to this, how I could be so brave in battle, because the time of his death was appointed by God. God is in control of all things. That's not to say that the timing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death was appointed by God to have a political impact necessarily on this immediate presidential election, but that's not to say also that it couldn't have been. Brother Nathaniel, your
take
on the timing of this. No, it's paramount.
It's good. It's providential she died now, because we know that the election is going to bring up issues which could go to the Supreme Court, legal issues. And you need 9 justices, not 8, okay, to decide on this election issue which could come up. And now you've got, hopefully, just a smart woman, okay, to start dismantling the legal architecture for abortion and gay homosexual marriage that Ginsburg spent decades building as a lawyer and as a justice. This woman can undo everything that Ginsburg, the wicked Jew, fought for. I'm very, very happy about this nomination, pending nomination. I hope it comes through. I hope she's the one. Absolutely.
Let me give a cautionary word here, too. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that the Supreme Court has to have 9 members. There have been times in history when they only had 8. And
well,
of course,
we don't want
FDR
that, because there's 8, it could be a deadlock.
It'll be a stalemate, yeah. And everybody's saying that there's no way that it's going to be confirmed before the election. But, you know,
there's no way.
A miracle will happen in that regard.
What do you mean there's no way?
That's what the politicians are saying. That's what Mitch McConnell is saying. That's what people like that are saying, okay?
Well,
some people may say that. Some people are saying that. Some people are saying it could happen. We don't know. It may or it may not happen. But let me ask you.
The last guest said that he didn't think it would happen.
No, we would want to hope that you could have a net gain. Yeah, we would want to hope that you could have a net gain.
We pray that it will happen before the election. We pray for it. I'm praying for it.
Okay.
Well, why not? I mean, it is possible. It is possible. And if it is possible, we should hope and pray that that happens. But let me ask you this, Brother Nathaniel, and I brought this up in the last hour with our previous guest. If you get someone that is good on there to fill that seat that was held by someone who was quite evil, what's to stop someone like Justice Roberts from moving to the left and keeping it one swing vote away on every issue?
Well, let him. With Amy Coney Barrett in, we'll have the majority of conservatives. So
I guess that's true, if you think about it.
Possibly a homosexual, and the Jews got that on him to blackmail him so he can flip-flop all over the place. But with Amy Coney Barrett in, and I really do hope she's the one, okay, then the conservatives will have the majority vote.
Well, you think she's the best one out of all the people that have been talked about, like Tom Cotton or Ted Cruz or whatever?
Well, if Trump has locked himself into nominating a woman, well, yeah, it's okay. I mean, we're all talking. We're all animated right now. Keith was asking if she's the best one, but let's just say for argument's sake that Trump has boxed himself in now to nominating a woman. Is she the best that could get confirmed? Is she the best that could get confirmed?
Absolutely. It's not boxed in. This guy's a smart dude. Trump is very, very smart and shrewd. Don't people realize that? He's a New Yorker. He came up in the Manhattan building business. He's a shrewd guy. He's not stupid. He knows what's going on. All right? She's the best one, okay, because it will take a woman like her, a smart, conservative, traditional Christian woman, to start dismantling the legal architecture for abortion and homosexual marriage that Ginsburg the Jew spent decades building as a lawyer. This would be wonderful.
Well, what would she do?
I would praise
What would she
God
do on affirmative action?
Pardon
okay,
me?
Brother Nathaniel, this is Keith. What would she do about affirmative action if that comes up?
Well, she would probably start dealing with that too. But these are the two issues we have to first deal with, because this is what has brought a curse on this country, because these are both disagreeable and displeasing and defy God's creational ordinances, abortion and homosexual marriage. Let's start with these two. Okay, then we can go.
Yeah,
to
I agree. I have to say, I agree with Brother Nathaniel. I mean, the problem is much more widespread than that, but we're not going to get anybody that's going to tackle that issue. But it is within play to tackle abortion, the murder of innocent children, and even potentially homosexuality, homosexual marriage, and things of that nature. You're right about that, Brother Nathaniel.
Well, your sponsor is right about that, too. I heard your sponsor say that these two issues, abortion and homosexual marriage, is preventing God from blessing America. That's right. Because I now say, after Hodges versus Obergefell, which is homosexual marriage, which Ginsburg pushed, she should have recused herself because she performed two homosexual marriages prior to the ruling. That bitch should have recused herself, and all the media should have said, recuse, 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 but they wouldn't dare do that because they were hoping for this to happen, that homosexuals could actually marry. All right? Now, what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say.
Let me just say this while you're gathering your thoughts on that, Brother Kapner. What would Tom Cotton and Ted Cruz do on those two topics?
They would probably do the same, but this is a woman that would do it. This is God's providential irony that this woman, Ginsburg, who built this legal architecture for abortion and homosexual marriage, could be dismantled by a woman, a Christian woman. This would be wonderful. Well, I would pray.
And too, as Brother Nathaniel mentioned, I mean, it is about who can get confirmed, and it would be. Listen, this is the sad shape we're in. It would be harder for them to discredit and eviscerate a woman as they.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheep herder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Comments pouring in. as a result of our conversation with Brother Nathaniel this hour. Brother Nathaniel, always a fan favorite. We're going to get him to plug his contact information. We're going to continue this conversation with him in just a moment. So hang on for that. This is our last segment of the night. I want to go to some of these comments talking about the fact that Amy Barrett has seven children. Yes, two of them were adopted. We talked about that. Seven children nonetheless. Some Christian women are better than some men, writes our friend from East Tennessee. He's right. Brother Nathaniel's right. Those two issues, talking about homosexual marriage and abortion, are abominable before the Lord. We need to tackle those first. On and on and on it goes. We're going to continue this with Brother Nathaniel, but just stay tuned. Hang on right there. Let's first go. He's been waiting for 30 minutes. Scoop Stanton, our good friend, host of Radio the radio program right after ours. Stay tuned for Scoop and Walter. They are fantastic, following TPC every Saturday night. Scoop, you are at the Supreme Court building, am I right?
Yep. Good evening, James. Good evening, Political Cesspool family. That's right. Right after the lead, Political Cesspool, it's 7-5 Radio. Now, that's number one. Number two, you all need to follow Brother Nathaniel on BitChute. I used one of his videos to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse shooting. He nails it.
Oh, that was a great one.
Right. That's on my website, 75radio.org. But anyways, I was at the Supreme Court building with thousands of diehard liberals, snowflakes, social justice warriors suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. So how do I pay tribute to Justice Ginsburg? I show up wearing my Confederate flag bandana.
I can't. And you lived. You survived.
Right, I survived. These two snowflakes are like, oh, is that a Confederate flag bandana? I just looked at her and said, no. But anyways, thousands of people there. It was hard to park. There's no parking at all. I put this on Facebook Live, and it is the funniest gosh darn thing you'd ever seen. But anyways, they had a big screen with a picture of Justice Ginsburg. People were singing. People had these had candles or electronic candles. And it's like, it looked, reminded me of Central Park back in 1980 when John Lennon was shot. And they're all wearing social justice warrior T-shirts and holding up signs, and the media was there. And it was just it was very depressing because Ruth Ginsburg was a civil servant. She was paid by our tax money to interpret the law. And, you know, coming up, I'll explain what my opinion of Justice Ginsburg, but it's very sad. You know, 9 o'clock. Go ahead.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you for the call, Scoop. I appreciate it. Radio 7-5 is coming up next. Scoop and Walter doing it every Saturday evening after TPC. But he was actually there, Brother Nathaniel, at the Supreme Court building. That's the scene at the Supreme Court building in our nation's capital right now, live as we are on the radio. And I also want to echo what Scoop said about your video, Brother Nathaniel, on Kyle Rittenhouse. It's going to be posted to our website next week. Fantastic video. If you haven't seen it, Brother Nathaniel, I'd like to give you the opportunity to plug all of your contact information where people can go to your site and find out what you're up to and all of these videos we're talking about tonight.
First of all, I want to give you Ginsburg legacy. A long trail of innocent blood, infanticide, broken hearts, broken families and societies, and the destruction of Christian life and culture. That's Ginsburg's legacy in a nutshell. Now, my site is called My site is called Real Jew News. It's been up since 2007. It was deranked by a Jugal 5 years ago. So just go to Real Jew News, YouTube, where Susan Wojcicki is the CEO, a Jew, banned me over a year ago. Papist, run by Daniel Shulman, banned me 3 years ago. I've been banned by 11 payment venues, all owned by Jews, every one of them. Now I have a payment venue that's run by a Gentile.
We got to find out which one that one is. Yeah, that's for sure. Right,
let me say this before we go on. My position is this on the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing.
Too many people. Go Nathaniel first.
Okay. On my Real Jew News, ever since YouTube, Susan Wojcicki and the Anti-Defamation League, which are the official flaggers, her name is Eileen Hershenov, and Jonathan Greenblatt, Jews, who censor everything now, I still do videos. I put up a video at least once a week, and I put it up on my own channel. I have my own platform called the Brother Nathaniel Channel. I use BitChute, and I use Brighteon, and now I'm looking at brand new tube, I think it's called, and I'm looking at that. Okay, Real Jew News. Just go there, and you'll find all my videos.
Okay, let me just say this in regard to the commentary we had about Amy Barrett. I hate to see the Republican candidate arguing everything from the Democrat playbook. He says he's going to appoint a woman. He should have said, I'm going to appoint the best candidate, and if it turns out to be a woman, that's fine. But instead, affirmative action has been so incorporated into the political dialogue now that you can't find a candidate that doesn't bow at the altar of affirmative action. That's
okay.
Why
don't you write to Donald Trump and tell him that? Okay.
I'm telling him right now over the broadcast.
I like it, and I'll tell you why I like it. Okay. And that's what this is all about: free discourse. I'll tell you why I like it, because a conservative Christian woman will balance out the liberal, lesbian, Jewish, feminist justices, Sotomayor, her mother's a Jew, and Kagan. That's why. I like it that he's saying a woman. I think that's smart.
Well, do you really think that's going to silence the left? I guarantee the silence of the left will be very short-lived. They're going to find some way to object to her and anyone else that Trump would appoint.
Well, I'm an optimist. You're not. Okay? That's the difference between you and me. I'm an optimist. I'm hopeful.
I'm a realist too, man.
Okay? But I tend towards optimism. Because I believe in Jesus.
We are known for optimism around here. I am an optimist too. I am a glasses half full, happy warrior type of guy.
We'll be able to tell very shortly
my
whether or not the left is going to slander or not.
My glass is three quarters full. Look, we can disagree. I disagree with you, man.
Well,
I can
let me tell you,
disagree with me.
Look, the left will never disappoint you. They'll find some way to attack anybody.
You can take it too. Huh?
Well, you know, we may all be wrong about this.
I'm disagreeing with you. Don't be so sensitive.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm just saying that, look, I have dealt with the left all of my life, and I can tell you that I don't think that the devil may be a lot of things, but he's not disingenuous. He is going to find some way to attack a righteous person. And
well, Jesus Christ
defeated
the devil. You believe that?
That's right. But then the left, the devil is never asleep, and he's never discouraged.
All right, well, I'll tell you what we may all be wrong on this if Trump doesn't nominate Barrett. I mean, because that's who we are thinking it's going to be at this point.
Well, there's another one.
We'll find out.
Okay, a Cuban-America who's evangelical, but yet she's conservative. So he could do that. He could nominate her. There's another one.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Brother Nathaniel.
She's a white Hispanic from Florida. She's evangelical, and she's strong on the family. She's strong against abortion. She's strong against homosexuality. She's a good-looking gal. She's young. She's on the appeals for the 11th Circuit. She's a United States Circuit judge. Her name is Barbara Lagoa. He could nominate her, and that's good.
I'll tell you what we'll do. And it's all been an animating discussion, and you know we love you, Brother Nathaniel. And what we'll do is, whoever it is, and however it plays out,
we'll revisit it.
We'll revisit it, and we'd love to have you back on later this year when it's all shaken, not stirred.
Well, I bet it's going to be either Amy Barrett or Barbara Lagoa, okay?
All right, well, okay. Well, we've got it on record, and what's your final word? With 2 minutes remaining in this broadcast, we want to give the floor to you, Brother Nathaniel, at Real Jew News. Brother Nathaniel.
All right, my final word is that there's no hope for this Ginsburg. She's dead. They can celebrate her at the Supreme Court steps as much as they want. The bitch is dead. The witch is dead. The wicked witch is dead. She bears now on her the deicidal curse, and if you want to go by Judaism, Her body has been judged on the very eve of Rosh Hashanah. This is a bad, this is a curse to die on Rosh Hashanah. And now she's under the damnation of her soul, according to Judaism. And, of course, according to Orthodox Christianity. Repentance is only in this life. But to the unrepentant, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her fate is eternal damnation. Let them celebrate on the Supreme Court steps.
So you're saying, Brother Nathaniel, in your opinion, when she closed her eyes for the last time on this earth, where did she open them?
She opened them realizing that there's an afterlife and that she's answerable for the innocent deaths that have been infanticide. Myriads of them. There's blood on this woman's head.
And she went,
really? And she heard, well done, my good and faithful servant, but she heard it from Satan.
RealJewNews.com, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Nathaniel, thank you for your passion. Thank you for your opinions. Thank you for your work. RealJewNews.com. Support the work of Brother Nathaniel. We'll have him back on soon for a follow-up after we see how this whole thing plays out. Brother Nathaniel, thank you, buddy. Talk to you later. Good night, everybody. See you next week.